The Thanksgiving holiday marks a transition of sorts to winter. That can be a startling thought, especially because we're still in a kind of pandemic limbo. Things are certainly more normal than they were last holiday season, but anything resembling the before times still feels like it's a long way off. It's in that spirit that WBUR's Chloe Axelson wrote about literary icon Joan Didion and how she might help us face the long season ahead.
Well, here we are again, staring down the barrel of COVID winter. Nearly everyone I know is struggling with some form of anxiety or listlessness. And yet, things are so much better now than they were last year, aren't they? Back then, my kids went to Zoom school in the dining room, while my husband and I took turns working our full-time jobs upstairs. Before the vaccines, the public health experts begged us to stay home for the holidays. Joan Didion's book, A Year of Magical Thinking, is about grieving a sudden loss. There's a line in the book that reads, "It occurs to me that we allow ourselves to imagine only such messages as we need to survive." It seems so appropriate for this moment, when sometimes it feels like the only way to keep going is to imagine what we'll do once the pandemic ends. Sure, things are better, but they're not normal, at least not old normal, and they probably never will be. Remember last June when things felt hopeful? Everybody was preparing for their own version of hot vax summer. Then came Delta. Just when we thought the pandemic might be winding down, COVID executed the world's greatest take back. So, back to Didion. I've been a fan ever since stumbling across her Vogue essay on self-respect. I was in my late 20s then, and in the throes of a quarter-life crisis. I'm paraphrasing here, but she argues that having self-respect means being able to love, to discriminate, to remain indifferent. What moved me then and now is what moves many admirers of her work: the precision, the clarity, the sharpness. Her essays go zing, straight to the heart. We need more of that. In her 1975 commencement address at the University of California, Riverside, Didion said, "I'm not telling you to make the world better because I don't think that progress is necessarily part of the package. I'm just telling you to live in it, to look at it, to try to get the picture." I wish we could all hold those bright and devastating ideas at the same time. My friend who's been working very hard in the last year to get people vaccinated told me the other day to hang in there this winter, but also that we are so close to the end. After so many false starts, I'm not sure I believe it. But Didion gets my last word. Every day is all there is.